You are listening to Om Shanti Radio. Now, we have Dadi Janki with us. She is the chief of Brahma Kumaris and she travels around the world at the age of 90s to give the spiritual message to the people and to inspire them through her words of wisdom. We take some inspirations from her through a small interaction. We welcome Dadi Janki. Om Shanti Dadi.
Om Shanti.
Dadi, nowadays people are very much worried and they have a lot of fear in them. So what could be the reason and prevention for it?
Om Shanti. Jab main bolungi na ek second sabhi silence ho jao.
Om Shanti. When I say Om Shanti, go back to silence for that 1 second.
Chinta,
sorrow,
bhaya,
fear, and worry. There are many reasons for these things, but I do not think about the reasons at all. If I start thinking about the reasons of all these things, if I start questioning why it is, and it is also one of the reasons, all the sorrow, all the worry. Biggest reasons why we face all these things is because we know how to give sorrow and to receive sorrow from others. But in the world, people do not know how to give blessings and how to take blessings. So if you receive sorrow, you will always give sorrow. And the solution is that do not give sorrow, do not take sorrow. Your actions must be like this, your thoughts must be so pure that you must not give sorrow to anyone. This business of giving sorrow and taking sorrow must stop in the world. Not in your thoughts, not in your words, not in your actions. You must not give sorrow to anyone. But your aim must be to receive blessings from everyone. Not only to receive blessings from the people, but also to receive blessings from the Almighty. So when you take blessings from the Almighty, He gives you special powers. And when you serve someone, when you give joy to others, when you serve with good feelings, when you are not giving sorrow to others, the other people who receive these things will also give blessing to you. So now do you understand how simple it is? You must not think about the reason or the causes for it, but you must do the opposite of it. It is so simple and it is so easy that I have to think positive about everyone. And when I think positive, I create a positive environment around me.
Thank you, Dadi. Thanks for the inspiration. Dadi, there is a saying about angry that 5 minutes of angry will spoil the relations for 5 generations. So how do we become free from angry?
Then,
sister, when you say how, then you will never be free from it. So if you start asking that how will it happen, how can this be done, so you'll never be free from things. So if you ask how will anger come, why will the anger come, then you will not be free from it. So it is like if there is a fire in your home. So why does the fire break out at your home? There must be some mistake in your home, isn't it? So it is our mistake. So even when there is a fire, our job is to put it out first. It is not about first questioning about, oh, there is fire. No, the first thing is to put water to it, to put off the fire. And instead of putting water, if you put more of gasoline to it, or if you put more fuel to it, then what happens to it? So in Gita, the Lord says, lust and anger are the greatest enemies. Lust is called the greatest enemy, but anger makes others as your enemies. And if somebody has lust, his eyes, his attitude will not be pure at all. He cannot be good. So the same way, if your attitude is off, showing anger to others, then even children won't come to you. They are afraid of you. So bring love and peace, contentment and the power of tolerance in your attitude. If there is peace, anger will not come. If you are content, anger will not come. If there is power of tolerance, anger will not come to you. If there is love, anger will not come to you. If there are good things with you, the anger will not come to you. But if you don't have good things with you, if you are not content, then anger will come to you. Then you will hold others responsible for something. You will blame others. So the reason for anger is because you are servants of your desires.
Yeah.
So if you become servant, if you are under the control of your desires, then you can never overcome anger. But if I have the consciousness that I am the child of the Supreme, that I am the child of God and God is giving me peace and happiness, then that I am very happy, that I am very peaceful. If these are the thoughts, then I overcome anger. I speak sweetly. And when I speak sweetly, my mind is cool. My heart is joyous. So if this is the way, will their anger come to you? If your heart is happy, yeah, even when you are listening, that time your heart is happy now. So now you are not angry because you are happy listening to me. So when somebody wants to give you anger to you, if somebody wants to give sorrow to you, you wouldn't take it because you are happy, you are already content with it. So I do not have any money in my pocket. But I still have this intoxication that who am I, whom do I belong to, that I am God's child. So this one intoxication makes me free of all these things. This one thing that whom do I belong to, who am I, whom do I belong to, this intoxication, anger will not come. And little bit of this anger, if it is increased, then we call it as anxiety. And anxiety comes to you only when you are a bit jealous. And why is this anger to you? Because there is little bit of jealousy in you. Because you are looking at someone, you are saying that I also must become like someone else. So that time when I see that I am not becoming like other and I am wanting it to, I am having a strong desire to become like it and I am not doing it, and if I am not able to achieve it or attain it, that time, yes, then anger comes to you. There are three types of anger. One anger is internal, inside, it is in the mind. The second anger is in the eyes. So people are afraid just looking at your eyes. They'll question, oh, what will the other person say if I say something to him? People are just afraid of you just looking at your face, looking at your eyes. But if you start speaking sweetly, that time the other person will also be happy. So always, in my eyes, let there be mercy, let there be peace, let there be truth. My feelings must be always good to others. Even if somebody is not good, let there be this good feeling that let him be good. So even if he is not, I just look at him with a positive attitude. I look with these eyes of giving to him the good feelings. That my heart must be a giving heart, a merciful heart, a truthful heart. So that time it becomes natural for me to overcome these things. So do you need anything when you have all these things? If people ask you, do you need anything? You wouldn't say no. If people ask me now, I say no, I don't need anything. So this is a matter of understanding. I'm telling you straightforward that getting angry on someone is not at all a sensibility. A sensible person would never show anger, and anybody who is sensible, who will be humble and who will take care of his words. The present time, the impression on other people is also something that has to change. The third thing that you can follow, that you can send out anger out of your life, is that my behavior must be good so that everybody likes it. I must not see anything bad in anybody else. Now God has given me such powers that He has made me bad to good. He has converted that badness to good. That my bad things have gone. Only the goodness has remained. This mercy of the Almighty, that His love, His mercy has made me like this. Even at this point of time, when the time is at its extreme, even at that point of time, He is giving you the teaching how to live, how to lead life. So any time when I go outside, when people ask me something, so I give them these three tablets, that is of peace, patience and love. So there are these three tablets you need to take in the morning, so the whole day is fine. Just these three tablets of patience, peace and love. And if the whole day, if I'm practicing these three things, then my whole day is fine. And when there is patience, peace and love, what do you find? You see in the outside world, in every home, there is quarrel. There is anger everywhere. So if there is one person angry in the family, and like the mother is angry or the father is angry, even the children will have the effect of it. Their whole day is ruined. So anger is one of the greatest enemies. So just because of anger, nobody would feel that I am their friend. So I always say, so first become a friend of yourself. Become thy friend. Change yourself. And second, make God your friend.
Companion of God.
There is a book called Companion of God, printed in so many different languages. So how is God? God is loveful and lawful. And He is my companion. So it is by love you become lawful. You will not do anything wrong because you have love. So all the rules and regulations, how is my behavior? My behavior with others is always expecting of anything. It is always of giving to others. So, and if I leave these rules and regulations, then I suffer. I don't have to waver my intellect. My intellect must not go here and there. It is God's blessings and mercies both together. It is His mercy that He wants me to save from the worries. If I am free of these worries, free of the fear, free of the anger, then God gives me blessing. He sees that I am free of all these things. Then He gives me blessings. Yeah, it is God's mercy and His blessings together. For doing good things, it is always the hand of His blessing on my head. And if you have God's blessing with you, how will you ever become angry? Tell me. So it is God's blessing that He has my... I don't have to ask any blessings from the God. He has always bestowed it upon me. That if I myself am obedient to God, then He will always naturally give me blessings. I must not give sorrow to anyone. Okay, everybody is fine. Yeah, everybody is fine.
Daddy, there is so much of desire for the peace in the people and they are wandering for it. How do they find peace and experience it?
So even if I want to bring silence to you, bring peace to you, I would ask you this thing. You have the experience of being peaceless. You are wandering everywhere for peace, but yet you do not know peace. Have the experience of peacelessness. At the same time, you also have the experience of peace. So you are wandering here and there for peace. Because ask yourself, why is this peacelessness with you? Because you are disturbed, because you are thinking too much. The mind wavers, it is thinking too much. You are thinking about the past. You are living in America, but you are thinking something about London. Your mind travels to different places. So when you are unnecessarily wandering here and there, that is when you don't find peace, you will lose out that peace. God tells you that make your mind to be connected to the Almighty. Connect your mind to One Supreme Source. So if you are connected, then you will find peace. But if you are wandering here and there, if you are disturbed, you are distributed, then you will not find anything. You will become tired. According to the times, most of the people suffer from depression. Many people attempt for suicide. Why do they attempt? Why? It's because they are tired. You also listen to so many cases that suddenly somebody kills himself. Somebody hangs himself. Why? Because they are tired of things. They are tired of their lives. I also understand it this way. That I expect a lot from someone, but I do not have the power to accept things. These are two words. Accept and expect. That I expect things from others, that I want this from him, I want this from her, I want this from him. This must also be there. If there are too many expectations, then also I am peaceless. Why just I not accept things that the way it is, however it is, I just accept it. I don't know English. But if somebody gives me a good word, but even though if I do not understand, but I will spend time to learn it. That I have learned to appreciate it. The word appreciation, like the word of accept and expect, there is also this word of appreciate. Even if somebody does a little bit for you, appreciate them. And if I do not appreciate, then the other person will not love coming in front of you. How subtle is this thing? The word appreciation itself. This one single word appreciation could make you feel the love of God. Even if I remember God for a moment, He appreciates me. He appreciates that, oh my dear child, you are remembering me. So that's the reason in the path of devotion people say that God gives you 10 times, He gives you 1,000-fold more than you expect. That's His appreciation. So He appreciates and He gives us this courage to do it much more so that I do more good to others. So even if somebody does something for you, appreciate it. Do not expect from people.
अरे ये कुछ नहीं करता ऊपर से समझेंगे भाई मैं उसके जॉब पर तू या काम पर
The reason for peacelessness is that whatever you're doing, you're doing it from outside, but inside you do not have that good feeling. You're doing it for the sake of doing that. It's just my duty. It is just my job. So if you have that kind of a feeling, that time you would want to quit that job or you want to give up on those things.
Daddy, what message you want to give for the global listeners of this radio?
पहले आपने हमारे से अनुभव पूछा.
फर्स्ट यू हैव आस्क्ड मी माय एक्सपीरियंसेस.
अभी कहते हो संदेश क्या देते.
नाउ यू आर आस्किंग मी व्हाट मैसेज डू आई हैव फॉर यू.
संदेश शॉर्ट में दिया जाता है. ताका अटेंशन
द मैसेज इज गिवन इन शॉर्ट सो दैट योर अटेंशन इज ड्रॉन टू इट. नाउ व्हाट एम आई सपोज्ड टू डू.
समय की पुकार है.
What is the call of time?
Hamari attention khinchwata hai.
God, the Almighty,
bache bhi
is drawing your attention to Him now.
Ghaflat mein rehne ka samay nahi hai.
He says the child,
ek a careless nature.
Do not waste your time now.
Isse ghaflat. Pata nahi kaun se
dhande mein busy
hai. Jisme nuksan hi nuksan hai.
You're busy in so many different things and you are experiencing losses. You are so careless that you are not respecting time. You are not taking care of your time. I am giving you the message from God's side, not only for the brothers and sisters of Bharat, of India, but also of the entire world. That show mercy on yourself. Those who are in sorrow, please show mercy to them. Every day you listen to so many things, that there are people at war, there are so many earthquakes happening, there are so many natural calamities happening. So how will you help them? We all together can give good wishes and pure feelings to them. Let there be pure feelings for everyone. We must not have any negative or a bad feeling for someone. Let good happen to everyone. This good wishes and pure feelings, drawing the power from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Almighty, and giving it to everyone. So God is our companion.
So
experience this companionship of God. It is my message that let everyone experience the companionship of the Almighty. So many people experience peace that in spite of there is so much of sorrow in the environment, but still they are in the remembrance of God, so they are devoid of the feeling of sorrow, even living in that kind of environment. So God is giving me this teaching, how you have to do, how you have to be. So He is teaching you to be peaceful. He is giving you the power. Give peace to everyone. This is a simple thing. And this is a small message. The message means to be short. And it's a simple message that I am a soul, I am the child of God. And now the time is telling you that create success out of the time. Do not waste time. Like Mahatma Gandhi said, do not see evil, do not hear evil, do no evil. So our father, Father Brahma, has also taught us the same thing, that not even to think bad. He says, think no evil. So let there be love and peace to everyone. That is my message. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Okay.
Thank you, Daddy. Thanks for the inspiration.